Now from outer space, we head to a place in Wisconsin that might feel a little alien to state residents. Here in the state, we've got lakes and rivers and forests. Believe it or not, there's one place in Wisconsin which is kind of like a desert.
Yep, no kidding. The Spring Green Preserve, sometimes known as the Wisconsin Desert, boasts numerous desert-like animals and plants, including prickly pear cactus, if you can believe it.
Here to tell us more about this unique Wisconsin area is Hannah Spall. She's Director of Conservation Land Management in Wisconsin for the Nature Conservancy, which manages the Spring Green Preserve. Hannah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Very much. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So we've all lived through a Wisconsin winter or two, so it can be kind of hard to wrap our minds around the concept of a desert-like part of the state. How did this place come to be? What makes it different from the rest of the state?
Well, the preserve and the area around it, it's part of the original floodplain of the Wisconsin River, and there's just a lot of sand in the area, and so the bluffs and the flat areas at the base of the bluff are very sandy soils. And so when it rains, that soil just infiltrates very, very quickly into the ground, leaving a very dry xeric site. And it is host then to a suite of species that tend to do very well in dry, sandy conditions.
And to be clear, this is not an actual desert, but it's pretty darn desert-like, it sounds like.
It is. I mean, it rains the same amount there as it would rain in other parts in southern Wisconsin. The difference is that the soil just doesn't hold that moisture at all. And the preserve has a lot of south-facing aspects to it, so the bluffs face towards the south. And so it's a combination of the moisture infiltrating into the ground really quickly, but also an incredible amount of sun exposure. And so things just dry out very, very fast there.
And, of course, this doesn't have the heat that would feature in your, you know, movie screen type deserts, the Saharas of the world and things like that. But, as I understand it, at least one kind of cactus is successful there. We usually don't see that around the state.
There is. There's a prickly pear cactus, and you do not need to be an experienced botanist to find it. It is everywhere, and it's all over the preserve. It's from the minute you get out of the parking lot and start hiking, you'll really notice it. It's not a tall cactus. It's something that stays fairly low to the ground, but it's very, very well established and really thrives on the site. And I would argue that if you were out on the preserve in the middle of the day this time of year, it would definitely feel like a desert. The sun really beats down, and it gets very, very hot out there.
What about other critters and plants that are desert-like and unusual to Wisconsin?
There's just a tremendous number of insects on the preserve. This time of year is a really wonderful time to go and visit a lot of butterflies that are out on the preserve. There's also some species of tiger beetles and some leaf hoppers. So although one might not get super excited at first glance at some of those insects, they are species that are really uncommon and favoring some of those drier habitats. So they're really nice to have there. A really fun thing, you don't usually see them there, but you see the evidence of them. The place has a lot of pocket gophers, and so you see a lot of the burrows and the disturbance of those animals.
What's a pocket gopher?
It's a gopher native to Wisconsin, and it lives underground, but it eats a lot of the prairie vegetation, insects, and you know whatever it can find to eat. But it's you see these tunnels, raised mounds and tunnels that are riddled all throughout the preserve. They tend to be active at night, so they're hard to find during the day. And then there's a wonderful set of species of birds that are found on the preserve. You can find meadow larks, grasshopper sparrows, lark sparrows, dick thistles, and just a really lovely variety of species that both migrate through earlier in the spring, but then also a lot of nesting birds that are found in the prairie.
And Hannah, when I think desert, I think of the reptiles, the spiders, the scorpions of the world. Do we see any of those at the Spring Green Preserve?
Certainly some lovely spiders can be found there. Wolf spiders are found there. And there are some reptiles on the property, and they tend to be fairly secretive and a little bit harder to see, but they are definitely there. Yeah.
Talking to Hannah Spall with the Nature Conservancy about the Spring Green Preserve, a bit of desert-like terrain here in Wisconsin. Hannah, I understand that as the site gets more popular, that brings some dangers to the site. So if people go and they want to visit, can you give us the rules of Wisconsin's desert so we get to keep it for a while?
Sure. And it really is a lovely place to go, and it's very accessible. So we really do encourage people to get out there and experience the place. The things I would most advise people of, there is a very nicely maintained trail that you can access from the parking lot, and it's about a mile and a half out and back trail that leads up from, it'll go through the prairie, it'll follow along the base of the bluff, and then it wraps around and goes up a hill to the top of the bluff, and you can look out over a really broad landscape of the lower Wisconsin River. Some things to advise people of, we do ask that people stay on the trail. The trail has been placed in a way that is not going to negatively impact vegetation, so we ask that people stay on that trail. A lot of the vegetation there is sensitive to foot traffic, so if a lot of people are walking off the trail and stepping on those delicate cacti and other plants, that will have an impact over time. So we encourage and ask people to stay on the trail, and then we also request that people leave the plants and animals undisturbed. So no collecting and no disturbing of plants or wildlife that's observed, but just enjoy what you can see from the trail. Take a camera with you, but as they say, leave only footprints.
Are there any particular challenges to managing this pretty unique area of land here in Wisconsin?
There are. It's, challenges and opportunities. The site is what we refer to as fire-dependent, and by that we mean that a lot of the species thrive and do well when they are in a system that is subject to fire. So this area of Wisconsin used to have wildfires go through it on a regular basis, somewhere between annually to every 3 years. And the species that are there really evolved and adapted to that fire going through. The fires moved through most of southern Wisconsin in that fashion. So today, as land managers, one of our biggest opportunities and challenges is to make sure that we continue to apply that fire. And today we do that in the form of prescribed fires under very specific weather conditions, and everybody is trained and experienced in the use of prescribed fire. But we want to make sure that we're able to continue to get that tool out on the landscape. And there are just some logistical challenges in making that happen. And we do a lot of burning around the state in southern Wisconsin in general. So this is one of the places that we really prioritize being able to get that management out there.
And Hannah, before we let you go, I wanted to ask, is there, and don't say all of them, is there a best time of year to visit and see what's going on at Spring Green Preserve?
Well, I think the name says it for me, and that I would say is in the springtime. The wildflower blooming in sort of May and April is really lovely, and certainly the cactus bloom in mid-June, so that is a really, really lovely time to be out there as well. But as you might guess, there's something out there for everybody during all seasons.
Hannah, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
That was Hannah Spall, Director of Conservation Land Management in Wisconsin for the Nature Conservancy. She joined us to talk about the Spring Green Preserve, which features a little patch of desert right here in Wisconsin.